Several years ago, I was at an ecumenical gathering of pastors, and we were talking with each other and spending time in little, they put us in little small groups, and I was placed with this gentleman, a pastor, a Baptist pastor, and he looked at me, and the first thing he said to me was, "So, Pastor, when were you saved?" And I've had a number of answers to that. Back when in my seminary days, I would say, "I was saved in AD 33 when Jesus rose from the dead." Lately, what I'd been doing is, at that time is I would say, "Well, I was saved on April 4th, 1971. And when I said that, April 4th, 1971, he looked at me and he said, "Ah, 71, that's about 30 years ago. You look awfully young to have been saved. You know, how old are you?" And I said, "Well, I'm 30 years old." And he goes, "Oh, you're one of those infant baptism Christians." And I said, "Yeah, indeed, I am. I am an infant baptism Christian, and I had been baptized when I was a tad over 4 months old in the same church where my father had been baptized, in the same church where I would eventually be ordained." And then we started talking, and he told me about kind of his story, and then I said, "Well, that's interesting," because he had gotten baptized about the time he was 14. And I said, "Well, that's interesting, because when I was 14, I did this thing that we do in our church called confirmation. And at confirmation, I stand up and I say, you know, the promises that my parents made for me, which were those promises that we just read in our affirmation of baptism, to live among God's faithful people, to hear the word of God and share in his supper and so forth and so forth. I said, those were the claims that my parents made for me when I was a child, and then I accepted those for myself at 14. And he said, "Well, you know, that's kind of interesting, because when I was a child, an infant, guess what my parents did? My parents took me to the church and they dedicated me. And then I was baptized at 14. And we both looked at each other and realized that we had a very similar story to tell, albeit with different language. And finally, he looked at me and slapped me on the back. He said, "Well, I guess us Baptists and you Lutherans aren't nearly as different as we like to think we are." Amen, sister. Indeed, Lutherans and Baptists and Catholics and non-denominational and Presbyterian and Orthodox aren't so different, at least when it comes to one thing: how central baptism is for our life of faith. It is the shared identity of the Christian. In baptism, we are named by God and claimed as God's own. In baptism, we are renamed brothers and sisters with one another. In baptism, it is either a continuation of our journey or it is the beginning. It does not matter, I believe, if you were baptized as an infant or a young child or an adult, for the meaning and power of baptism is centered primarily in God's work, in what God is doing. Just as God comes to Jesus in baptism, "You are my beloved Son," as Luke tells us, God does the same to you. Whenever it is, whether you are an infant or a young child or an adult, whenever that was, you are reminded in that moment that you are God's precious child, and is a promise of relationship given freely and generously. And it never ends. It never ends. You can't stop that promise. You can't stop that commitment of God to be your God and come near in your life. This is why Martin Luther said famously that when you wake up each morning and you wash your face, remember your baptism. In fact, if you go into our restrooms, you will see that sign by the mirrors in our restrooms. And he says that because Luther understood, and I hope that you hear this again today, that the new identity that God has given you, that new identity is one that you claim every day. Every day, every moment is an opportunity to remember your baptism and to respond to this ever-present gift of God's grace. It allows you to respond in ways that may make no sense to our world. A friend of Brian Jaster and myself, Kathleen, is a youth director up in Pennsylvania, and she had her first opportunity to preach last weekend. And the title of her sermon, because they did not miss church because of snow, it was Baptism of Our Lord. The title of her sermon was Baptism Frees You to Be Weird. Think about that. Baptism frees you to be weird. And I love the way she put that. It allows us to risk. Baptism allows us to do weird things like, I don't know, love our enemy. Or seek peace and reconciliation with those with whom we disagree. It allows us to give more of our money to help those who are in need than other people may think it makes sense. It frees us to show up on a slushy Sunday morning when sitting at home and drinking coffee and reading a good book sounds oh so nice. Indeed, baptism frees you to be free, as we just sang. As we just sang in our favorite song, free to be free, my friends, freed by the blood of the Lamb. Freedom! That is what baptism is about. It frees you and me to live differently in a world that would call that weird. A reading from Isaiah today speaks to our baptismal identity. But now, thus says the Lord, He who created you, He who formed you, do not fear, for I have redeemed you. I have called you by name. You are mine, He says. Baptism is our new identity that frees us to live weird. God knows you, God has claimed you, and God promises never to forsake this relationship with you. And what's beautiful about that is that when we know there's nothing we can do to keep someone from loving us, well, it allows us to live and love more fully. Isaiah goes on to say, when you pass through the waters, I will be with you. A reminder that baptism is something that goes with you no matter what. So when you're going through the waters, when you're going through those moments where you feel like you might be drowning, I am with you. When you're going through the rivers, they will not overwhelm you. When you walk through those fires, those things that seem like they are impossible in your life, the fires of doubt or shame, that you feel like you're going to be burned. He said, you will not be consumed. Do not fear, for I am with you. That is the promise of baptism. That is the identity given so that you might live your life and dare to risk faith, to risk service to others, to risk belief, even amidst turbulent waters, rushing waters, and fires of self-doubt, fear, shame, and loss. Yes, hope comes from this baptismal promise. Everyone who is called by my name, Isaiah says, I created for my glory. You have been created and blessed through baptism for God's glory, that God can use you so that you might respond faithfully amidst your fear and doubt and shame and see how God can help this world be more like God desires it to be. You know, at his baptism, Jesus received a new identity. At his baptism, God looks at him and says, you are my son. At his baptism, Jesus received an assurance. He said, you are my beloved, with you I am well pleased. And at his baptism, Jesus received his purpose. For immediately following his baptism, he began his ministry. And friends, that happened for you as well. Regardless of when it was that you were baptized, your baptism has given you an identity as God's own. It has given you an assurance of God's presence and grace, and it has given you a purpose of living weird in this world as a baptized child of God. Earlier this week, we gathered to remember a young man from this community of faith who was a part of our family ministry. J.J. Ingman, who many of you knew, died. He died in the hospital. He's a young man. But he had gotten baptized here. He had become connected to our worshiping community through our family. And he came and was baptized here in May of 2017, not quite 2 years ago. And he wrote the following words that he shared with us that day. But I read them to you because I believe they really speak to what it means to be baptized people of God and the daily assurance that it brings. J.J. wrote these words, "Today, I am reborn through baptism and Christ's sacrifice. Today, I am reborn, time to start a new life. Today, I am reborn through holy cleansing water. Today, I am reborn through the atonement of Jesus Christ. Today, I am reborn. The past is done away. The future looks bright and new. Today, I am reborn." That is the gift of baptism for you. Every day is an opportunity for you to say again, "Today, I am reborn. The past and the mistakes and the shames and the fears and the doubts of yesterday are done away with, and the future looks bright and new." In Jesus' name, amen.